Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Congress came back in Nagaland after 20 years by winning state lone Lok Sabha seat. Chief Minister Nipiryo congratulates S. Supungmeran Jamir, says citizens of Nagaland have chosen Jamir to be their elected representative. Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party says it welcomes mandate of people for choosing S. Supungmeran Jamir. And FSSAI issues directive mandating all FPOs to remove any claim of 100% fruit juices from labels. Now the news in detail. After 20 years, Congress makes a comeback in Nagaland by winning the state lone Lok Sabha seat. S. Supungmeran Jamir defeated Dr. Chemben Muri of the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, by a margin of 50,984 votes. Speaking to the media after winning, Jamir said, as promised in the party's manifesto, he will work with commitment for the people. Stating that the win is a turning point for Congress Party, he said he will go down to the grassroots people and deliver justice and confidence to them. Emphasizing that this victory clearly shows that the people wanted a change, Jamir assured that the Congress Party will work towards the development and interest of the people. He also expressed gratitude to the Congress Party President Mallikarjun Kharge and party leader Rahul Gandhi for bringing the Bharat Joro Yatra to Nagaland and got to know the problems of the state. Chief Minister Nipiryo has congratulated S. Supungmeran Jamir on winning the lone Lok Sabha seat from Nagaland. In a social media post, Rio said citizens of the state have chosen Jamir to be their elected representative. Rio wished Jamir the best in carrying out his responsibility of serving the people effectively. Meanwhile, former Member of Parliament and MLA Tokeho Yeptomi has congratulated Congress candidate Supungmeran Jamir for his victory in the general elections to the Lok Sabha 2024. Yeptomi said the people of Nagaland have spoken univocally by electing him as the next Member of Parliament and added that his victory from a national political party will carry much weightage in Parliament, whether in government or opposition, unlike that of political parties with a sole Member of Parliament. Stating that Jamir's victory is the first of many in Nagaland's political history, Yeptomi hoped that he finds inspiration and courage to fulfill the aspirations of Nagaland. The Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, has congratulated Congress candidate S. Supungmeran Jamir for his victory in the Lok Sabha elections. In a press statement issued by its Media and Communication Committee, NDPP stated that as the lone representative of the Naga people, it expected that Jamir would take forward the aspirations and voice of the people in the Parliament. It stated that the party welcomes the mandate of the people and graciously accept their choice. The NDPP also congratulated and applauded Dr. Chemben Muri for having bravely fought the elections despite the numerous challenges. The statement added that despite this setback, the NDPP continues to remain committed to its promises to serve the people of Nagaland. With the elections to the urban local bodies soon to be conducted, the NDPP calls upon the people to come forward and participate in the local body elections to ensure that correct leaders are selected who will take care of our towns and municipalities, since we are getting this opportunity after a gap of 20 years. It further congratulated the Election Commission of India, State Election Department, all agencies of the government and law enforcing agencies for carrying out a peaceful and successful election despite facing monumental challenges, including the boycott call in large part of the state. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has issued a directive mandating all food business operators, FPOs, to remove any claim of 100% fruit juices from the labels and advertisements of reconstituted fruit juices with an immediate effect. It has also instructed all FPOs to exhaust all existing pre-printed packaging materials before 1st September 2024. Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, in a statement said that it has come to the attention of FSSAI that several FPOs have been inaccurately marketing various types of reconstituted food juices by claiming them to be 100%. FSSAI has also said that according to the Food Safety and Standards Advertising and Claims Regulations, there is no provision for making a 100% claim. The ministry asked FPOs to comply with the standards for fruit juices under the Food Safety and Standards Regulation. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Member Secretary Nagaland Pollution Board and State Nodal Officer for Clean Air Program, NCAP, K. Hukato Chishi urged for creating more public gardens and water fountains in residential areas. Inaugurating a water fountain at Traffic Intersection Landmark Colony in Dimapur District, Hukato said good air quality brings health benefits to the people. He also pointed out that the air quality in Dimapur and Kohima did not meet the standards set by the Central Pollution Control Board. Hukato added that bad air quality can have serious impact on health as dry air can cause respiratory problems. Executive Engineer PHED, Urban Division Dimapur, Bendang Dola Waling, while presenting the technical report, said that a fountain was constructed by Urban Division Public Health Education Dimapur and funded by NCAP, a program launched by the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, to improve air quality at the city, regional and national level. Walling said the main objective of construction of water fountain on the roadside was to minimize and reduce dust pollution created on the roadside and for beautification of the city. A one-day state-level workshop on research methodology and research publication in Scopus and UGC Care listed journals was held yesterday at Dimapur Government College, DGC. The workshop was organized by the Research and Development Cell, an internal quality assurance cell of Dimapur Government College, where participants attended both online and offline. During the program, Head of English Department, Nagaland University, Professor Nikamananda Das spoke on importance of writing good research papers and getting them published in reputed journals. Associate Professor, Department of Education, Nagaland University, Dr. B.B. Rao stressed on the significance of finding research gaps and how they can be established. DGC Principal, Professor Sanjay Sharma, explained the paradigm shift in the educational system under the National Education Policy 2020. In commemoration of World Environment Day, a mass social work will be conducted at Plensang Town tomorrow from 6 a.m. onwards. The social work will be conducted with emphasis on plastic waste management, targeting single-use plastic, SUP. Additional Deputy Commissioner of Plensang, Tengjambemo Dengoy, has directed all heads of offices and institutions and wards of Plensang Town to actively participate in the social work. The ward with the highest collection of segregated SUP will be declared as the winner with a cash prize of 5,000 rupees. And in sports, the Khelo India Centre, KIC, at Third Mile Chekie Village, Jumukedima, will be conducting football selection drive for under-14 boys and girls for the year 2024-25 on June 8 at Chekie Local Ground. Jumukedima District Sports Officer Aseko Dali informed that interested candidates should bring their original Aadhaar card, birth certificate and two recent passport size photos. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. Congress came back in Nagaland after 20 years by winning state-loan Lok Sabha seat. Chief Minister Nipiro congratulates as Supungmeran Jameer says citizens of Nagaland have chosen Jameer to be their elected representative. Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party says it welcomes mandate of people for choosing S. Supungmeran Jameer. and FSSAI issues directive mandating all FPOs to remove any claim of 100% fruit juices from labels. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.